What kind of activity would you get investigating a grade school that is over 100 years old? You'd probably get voices of children and teachers. What you wouldn't expect to get is an evil, dominant male. Stay tuned. Mystery Media Group presents Case File 54.
You are listening to Mystery Media Group.
Yay!
Some history on the Whittier Community Center. It is housed in what was originally the Whittier School, which was built in 1908 for approximately $20,000. The school had one large classroom for each grade, K through 6 at the time. The Whittier School was the first school in Utah to offer kindergarten instruction and in 1930 opened the state's first public school library. In 1948, the much-needed addition of a kitchen, auditorium, stage, and restrooms was completed for an additional $25,000. Several well-known educators and administrators were associated with the Whittier School over its 60-year tenure as a public school and a teacher training school. Two of these best-known were Edith Bolin, who was the head teacher from 1932 to 1936, and Emma Eccles Jones, which was a kindergarten teacher from 1926 to 1936. They both worked without pay for 3 years to help fledge the program get off the ground. And both of these teachers have really well-known institutions named after them here in Logan. Edith Bowen actually has a school named after her, and Emma Eccles Jones has a theater named after her. So their name, their legend has lived on here in northern Utah, in Logan City in particular. In 1968, the Whittier School was closed as a public school by the Logan School District, and it became the Clinical Teacher Center, a day training program for intellectually disabled children, and served in that capacity until 1974 when the program was moved to a new facility on the USU campus, in other words, Utah State University. From 1974 to 1991, the building housed a community art center known as the Alliance for the Varied Arts. The Whittier Community Center finally came into being in 1992 when the old school was purchased by a group of citizens from the Logan Schools District for $51,000. By the following year, the group had obtained a nonprofit status and was hosting regular classes and events. The Whittier's first tenants were the Cache Valley Civic Ballet and the School of Ballet, the Cache Aikido Club, I hope I said that right, the Young Artists Guild, Girl Scouts, and the Refugee Center. On September 25, 2000, the Whittier School building was put on the National Registry of Historic Places. The Whittier Community Center currently serves up to 3,500 people per week who come to participate in a variety of programs. Many others bring their children to play on the Disabled Inclusive Playground, the construction of which was the result of a cumulative effort of a large group of volunteers in 2009. If you haven't already done so, you may wish to check out the tenant profiles and see if there's anything you're interested in. Also, you can drop by the Whittier Center for a tour of its beautiful historic building, and they would love to have you there. We investigated the Whittier Center, which is a building that I've been wanting to investigate since I moved to Logan, because every time you look up haunted places in Logan, that's like one of the first places that pops up. And I did do an investigation there a couple of years ago, but it wasn't with my own team, and they were kind of dumb. So I didn't enjoy it. I wanted to go back with people that are actually good at what they do. And anywho, Mike is not joining us tonight because he went to Rome instead of the Whittier Center. You know, priorities, I guess. But we do have Tyler and Joey with us, and we have Amy. And our very first time investigator, that was your first investigation ever, right, Kristen?
Yep, it was.
How did you like it?
I loved it. It was a thrill, really.
Cool.
I did enjoy it.
Whenever I talk about it, they're like, why would you want to do that? But it's like putting together a piece of history that was lost, or it's like, I don't know. It's not what everybody thinks it is, I don't think. So it's kind of fun. We have a ton of evidence to go through. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes, yes ma'am.
I'm going to do the two videos first, okay?
Are you trying to tell us about something that happened to you in this bathroom? If that's the case, can you make it brighter?
So I just thought that was pretty cool because I asked her to make it brighter and it turned all the way off and then went boom, brighter. All right, I have one more video to show you.
We have our flashlight here again if you want to try using it. Thank you. That gave me the chills.
Now
you're ready to communicate now? Perfect. Thank you so much for turning that on.
He did.
What did he do? Did he hurt you?
Smack.
Did he smack you?
Just another cool example of how the flashlight worked in conjunction with the Estes session. Both of them were answering questions directly, I felt like. Do you remember why we were told to go into the restroom, Amy?
I remember that we were told to specifically go into the restroom, into the second restroom. Because before we went in there, there was really not much going on.
Mm-mm. That came across a spirit box, didn't it?
It did. It specifically said bathroom.
Yes.
And you were like, are you wanting us to go to the bathroom? And didn't the flashlight go on at that time? Then we heard second and second bathroom. Yes. And then when we went in there, it was like, here we are.
Yeah. So we got some really cool flashlight activity. We had a really good Estes session in there. And Amy got a really cool photo that she actually shared with another podcast group, and they posted it on their Instagram page. Do you want to tell us about the photo?
Yeah, so it was right after you were told to stand up. And then we had saw some like fuzzy, just something that we weren't sure. And so I just started snapping pictures. I think I took like 7 or 8 pictures, got home and started going through them. And I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden I looked at this one and it looked like it was raining feckles or something. And I looked closer and it was definitely a shadow. It was definitely a woman, and it was not a reflection of anyone in that bathroom.
And that kind of gave me chills because that's exactly what I was seeing through the mirrors when I was like, there's this shadow person standing in that back corner. And so the fact that you actually caught it on camera, I was like, okay, maybe I wasn't crazy. I really did see that.
Right. And it was right after she had told you stand up, and then you saw her move into that spot. Mm-hmm. It was like her spot. You were in there.
Yeah.
She did say thank you. So I thought that was very, very nice of her to thank you for moving out of her spot.
Yeah, she did.
I got a lot of chills while I was there.
That was the most active, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely felt that same vibe. It just felt very chilly, very secluded from all the other areas. I don't really know how to describe the feeling. It was just kind of lonely and quite sad, you know, going into that bathroom, especially everything that we heard and what the spirit was telling us. It was kind of lined up with what I was feeling.
I remember also getting a lot of numbers when I was doing the Estes session. Was there anything to decipher when you guys were asking questions? Because
we asked how many were there, like how many individuals or spirits were there with us. We were asking ages. And didn't we hear like two little girls, like me and my sister, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we were
getting the number 7 and 2 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was 2.5. Wasn't it 2.5?
2.5.
Something like that. Yeah.
And we're like 2.5 spirits. And they said, no, sister. It was like her sister was 2.5.
Yeah.
And then we heard skipping down the hall or something like that.
I heard footsteps and I actually caught it. I actually caught it on audio. I hope you guys can hear it. Joey, the way you were talking about how you felt there kind of goes along with what we think may have happened there, where there was a girl or some girls lured into the bathroom by someone who worked at the school and probably did some not so nice things that scared them. So that would definitely go in line with how you were feeling in that bathroom, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Tyler did do an Estes session in that bathroom, and I have a couple of clips to play from that.
If we're on the right track, can you dim that flashlight for us?
Okay.
Thank you.
I can't.
That's okay. I understand it takes a lot of energy.
I thought that was kind of cool that it was like, yeah, I'm going to try, but mm-hmm. It was hard, you know?
Did the flashlight turn off?
It dimmed, but it didn't go all the way off. But you were like, I'm trying. It's hard, you know? Right. So that was understandable. Okay, here's the next one. Okay, so I was hearing a conversation out in the hallway while we were doing Tyler's Estes session. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I said I heard a girl. And if you can see right here where this big blurb is, you can actually hear what sounds like a woman. You'll hear me in the background saying I hear talking.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
There's a conversation going
on. Did you hear the woman?
Yeah.
I'm going to magnify it just to...
I can't make out what she's saying, but it's definitely a female voice.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a yell, but it could be that she's saying something.
Yes. There's a conversation going.
I don't know. I'm just glad I captured it because I heard it, but, you know, you always wonder, did I really hear that? And it captured it, so... Okay, this was the footsteps in the hallway during Tyler's Estes session.
Are you walking in the hallway?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Did you guys hear the footsteps at the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I heard them when we were in the bathroom.
Yeah. That's where we were when this was recorded. And I thought it was crazy that I said, was that you in the hallway? And then Tyler, you know, who can't even hear what I'm asking, says, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, those earphones are really deaf. Like, I cannot, especially how loud I've had it purposefully, so right. I can hear everything. There's mm-hmm. no way I would have heard.
Yeah.
I think that if you could hear, you would have answered, yeah. Instead of waiting to have someone say yeah, and then you repeat it back to us.
Yeah, exactly.
But Tyler, you weren't even close to the rest of us anyway. You were kind of off in the corner. So
mm-hmm.
these footsteps make me really happy. So I want to play them one more time because it's rare that you can capture something like this.
Are you walking in the hallway?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. Yeah.
That is really cool. And for some reason, I was thinking it was the two little girls that we were. I don't know why I thought that.
It might have been. We could have been talking about them. Unfortunately, I didn't take very good notes because I was really excited. There was so much happening. I was like, I can't do it all.
Right.
So it's very possible that that was the two little girls we were talking to. Okay, here's another one from Tyler's Estes session.
Sister shot.
You guys, you know how many times I've heard an actual voice?
Okay, so I heard an actual voice in the hallway, and that's like very rare. And I captured it. Joey says like sister shot, because we got that, I believe, on the ovilus. It was either the ovilus or the spirit box. And then I hear a voice, and you actually hear it in the background, but it's kind of, you just have to listen for it.
Sister shot. You just said sister shot.
You guys, you know how many times I've heard an actual voice? Like twice in my life.
Leave.
So we hear the voice. It sounds like a woman's voice. I'm going to magnify it just a tad. And then Tyler gets, you know, leave across the spirit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And I definitely felt like, okay, we're not welcome anymore.
Yeah, it's time to go. All right. Yep. I magnified that voice.
Sister shot. You just said sister shot.
You guys, you know.
So I heard a woman right there.
Sister shot.
It almost sounds like she says hello. You guys hear anything different?
Some type of two-syllable word. Hello is very likely.
Right.
Yeah, I almost hear hello. And then you hear me go.
Could it be help me?
Could be. Help me? Very possibly. I'll play it one more time. But just the fact that I heard that in the hallway and captured it, and this was just on my phone, it was like pretty incredible to me, because I never, if we get a voice, usually it's across a spirit box or something. It's
right.
Like,
yeah, well, not.
No, not in just out in the hallway, which gives me the chills. I love it.
Right. And there was no one else in that building because everyone had left. The doors were locked.
Yep. This is another one from that same clip.
I hear footsteps.
No, you heard footsteps.
I heard a squeak. Did you?
It's like sister shots.
And heard the word yes out here in the hallway. I hope I got that on camera.
So that, I think that's right before the other clip. But you can kind of hear in this big section here a voice, which I thought said yes. Okay, I think that's all from Tyler's Estes session. Now we can go to Joey's.
Joey, I felt a lot more.
Yeah, it seemed like Joey was really picking up on the energy of a male. Mm-hmm. And he was
very, very aggressive.
Yeah, he didn't seem to be very nice. Joey, we did an Estes session with you down in the main hallway area right in front of the office. And then one upstairs in the like coat closet type area, right?
Right, that's right.
All right, so here I'm just going to go in order.
Did you work at the school?
Yes, male.
Oh, flickered when you said that.
So it was cool that you answered that right after Tyler asked. And if you hear at the very end, it also says the EMF flickered when he said that. So that was cool. Here's the next one.
You bitch, male. And that was very clear and aggressive.
I need you to show some respect.
You too, male.
I think we're done with you. Unless you're going to confess to what you did, we really don't want to talk anymore. It's your choice.
Now, male.
Are you going to confess now?
So that just goes to show what a aggressive
man. Dang.
And I kind of got a little not so happy with this guy, which is not something I normally don't like feed into that, but I did this time. I don't know why. Okay, here is the next one.
What third male? Third what? Third floor, like the roof? Or third floor, like the second floor.
Try that door, male.
There's a few doors. You're talking about the basement door?
You said the maybe third door?
The third door. Oh,
perfect.
They're number.
Male.
This is number three. The main office.
Oh.
Is this door number three right here?
Forget the door?
That's what? Third male.
This is third? Is there something behind the door? I think you said that earlier.
Right behind.
Hey, did you guys hear that? I had to magnify it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Tyler asked if there's something behind the door, and you hear a little kid.
Is there something behind the door? I think you said that earlier.
Right behind.
Right behind.
Male.
It sounds like help to me. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a little kid. Maybe got locked in the closet for being naughty or bad or nothing at all.
It was just in the principal's office or something. I don't know. Because it talked about door number three, which was the main office, which I could see being the principal's office at one time. So I don't know.
To put into context for anyone like listening.
Yes, there thank are, you.
Yeah, there's numbers on the door. There's literally actual plaques that say 1, 2, 3, 4. And so when they said third door, I didn't originally realize that there was numbers until I saw them. And then once I saw them, we saw it was the main office. And so that's possibly who might be talking to, maybe the principal from the school.
Yeah, that was my vibe. But I'll play the rest of this clip because it's really cool how Joey's answering the questions as we're asking, and he can't even hear what we're asking.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, male.
Okay, it is locked, but is there something in there you want me to look at? There's windows.
I wouldn't, female.
You wouldn't look in there?
Yes, male.
Can you elaborate? Why is that?
So basically they didn't want us to look in there. That's what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the next one from Joey's.
Oh.
So I say oh because the EMF is going off.
Oh,
it was locked.
There was a male, but I don't know what he said.
Are you touching the green light?
Oh.
Oh, looks like you are.
I hope it's not such me.
Are you touching Kristen?
Right here, female. Too close, male. What's in your lap, male?
Oh, hell no. Somebody take this shirt.
Oh, if you don't want it, I'll hold it. Kristen had a green light in her lap that lets us know whether or not you're close. But I'm holding it now.
This is weird, male.
It is pretty weird.
It's weird, but it works. So Kristen had the EMF in her lap and it was going off. And Joey said something like, in your lap? I can't remember what it was exactly. And she's like, oh, hell no.
That was like the most I felt because I got chills. And I think afterwards I felt something like touch my arm or my shoulder.
Yeah, I think I remember that. But I mean, whoever or whatever it was had to have been standing very close to you in order to make that light go off. So the mm-hmm. chills would make sense.
Or they wanted to sit in your lap.
Yeah. Here is the next one from Joey's Estes session. This one's pretty cool.
Do you feel like we're still talking to a little girl?
I kind of think it's like an older.
That's what I was wondering. The last few statements have not seemed like a little girl. Are you?
What?
Dude, what the hell?
What did it say?
It was like a straight up female yelling. And it was like, I didn't even make out what she was saying, but it was clear. Like she just like as if she was screaming at the top of her
lungs. Like a younger or older?
It sounded like middle age.
That was weird. We were literally just saying we felt like the age of the female.
There was a male and he was humming or something. He said something, but it just didn't make any sense.
Because we were thinking when we were in the bathroom, male. We were talking to a little girl. But since we've been out here, it seems like we're talking to an older female.
That was clear. I didn't understand what she said, but she straight up yelled. Like as if she was right next to my ear saying that.
Can you say that again to Joey, but not yell so that he can understand what you're saying? And also the weird thing is I was looking at those two photos right there as I was thinking that. So are we talking to maybe
an old teacher,
dean or a principal or an old teacher?
Joey, do you remember hearing that scream?
Yeah, I do. It was very loud and clear. Again, it was just kind of like as if she was screaming right next to me. And again, I didn't really understand what she was saying, but it was just at the top of her lungs. I don't know, in danger, you know, about to die type of situation. It was just, it was insane. I really wish I understood what she was saying, but it was intense.
That's crazy. At the very end of the clip, I'm talking about two photos of women who were hanging above the doorway across from the office. And so I was like, they looked like they could have been two principals or deans or something of the school. But anywho, that's what I was talking about. All right, I'm going to go to the next one. This is a good one.
Who are you?
Joseph, male.
So that's when you heard your name across the spirit box, Joey. This one's pretty cool. So Joey hears something really weird, and I actually captured it on audio as well. Okay, you heard that? It sounds like a fart, but it's not a fart. I just magnified it.
That was scary. That was like a distorted voice of a male. Almost sounded like a monster. It's like growling.
Really?
It could have just been very distorted, but it was very present. It was very there. It was like right there.
So I captured it on my actual phone recording, and you also captured it on the spirit box, Joey, because you said that right after. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the scariest thing I actually heard that day. It just sounded like a straight up animal. It was.
Was that the same thing you heard that was on the?
Not the hum. No, if you were to probably amplify that and like.
To me, it sounds like a growl.
Sounds like a growl. Yeah, it's not as loud as it sounded with me. Again, it was just, it straight up sounded like an animal. It was crazy.
Really crazy that you got it on the spirit box and I also captured it.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy.
And you respond to it. So I was like, oh my goodness. When does that ever happen? Never.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one.
Are you...
Who's that? Male.
My name's Melissa.
The little one, male.
My name's Chris.
Oh. Okay, did you hear that at the very end?
Yeah.
I had to magnify it, so it sounds kind of weird, but it sounds like it's a little kid.
It is a kid.
It sounds like a little kid, like, crying.
Yeah.
Or screaming, maybe.
To me, it sounded like a cry.
Crying, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was just interesting how Joey was responding so well to all the questions.
And I also heard little kids screaming as well. I don't know if you got to that section there, but I'm pretty sure I talked about how I was hearing like either like a little girl or something, either screaming or kind of making the similar noises that we just heard here in this recording. But I just wanted to point that out because that was really interesting.
Yeah, I do remember hearing that in the recording. I don't remember if I clipped any part of that off or not, but I do remember you saying that. So that's interesting that you kind of heard the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is still Joey doing the Estes session. And this is when I see a shadow on the stairs.
I swear I saw a shadow go up the stairs.
Did you just go up the stairs?
Did you just walk up the stairs?
Under the mail.
Under the stairs, like the basement?
Yes, mail.
Okay.
That one gave me the chills too, because it seemed like we were getting a lot of hints also to go down to the basement, but it was locked. We couldn't go down there. But I did see a shadow that looked like it was coming up the stairs and it freaked me out. Okay, so that's all that I pulled off of that one.
so much anger and so much hate is expressed in those clips. And that might be why there's so much energy.
True.
Still there and still trapped, because it was such an angry, hateful, something went down, something happened, that negative energy is still there.
That's true. Might be why it's still there.
I feel like the male was the strongest one there, if I could say that. I feel like he was the one speaking more, and it was always aggressive towards everyone or everything.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I definitely felt that he had like control or like dominance over the energy, I would say.
Would you say that maybe he was the principal of the school and he kind of ruled that way?
Yeah, that's very possible. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened 100 years ago. So.
Absolutely. And you think, is he still trying to dominate in the hereafter, that he's still saying, no, you are here and I have dominion over you?
Yeah, he's not ready to let go, sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of the vibes I was getting. So some of these clips that I'm going to play are from just a spirit box session. Actually, I think most of them are. So I'm just going to play them in order.
Do we have any children here that went to school? Can you say that again? We heard you.
So to me, it kind of sounds like an older, aggressive male right here. And it almost sounds to me like he says, children, yes. Or children here, maybe. I don't know. Anybody else get anything different?
I definitely hear children.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one. And feel free to pipe in at any time.
Are you the little boy that I talked to the last time I was here?
Sounds like a little boy. And I almost hear him say the word, like his name, Isaac.
And he did say that he remembered you.
Yeah. And you can hear, you can kind of hear something in the background while I'm asking that question.
Are you the little boy that I talked to the last time I was here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want to jump ahead, but it seems like this was the same little boy who was at, he liked to play baseball.
Could be. Yeah. And the next, this is actually the next clip. So baseball clip.
Did you play sports? Was it baseball? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball? I think they built a park where the baseball diamond used to be. Have you been to that park? No?
Mm-hmm, no.
It's a really fun park. You should check it out. You want to go to the park and tell us what you think? Sure.
That sure was so loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. It was.
That gave me the chills. So this one is in reference, the question's in reference to the light grid that I had on the curtain when we were on the stage.
All right.
On the curtain, you go over towards the light on the curtain.
You hear a little voice at the very end, and I'm not entirely sure what it says. Okay, here's the next one.
It's green right now. Can you make it go orange? It's green right now. Can you make it go orange?
It either sounds like yes or possibly a no, but it sounded more like a yes.
Yeah.
But the light didn't. Did it turn?
It did prior to her asking that question, but then I don't think it did after that. So
I don't think it did either.
Yeah. Here's the next one.
Can you tell us your name?
I hear Jacob.
Can you tell us your name?
Jacob.
That's kind of cool.
It is.
And that probably would be a common name. Here's the next one.
Did you enjoy going to school here? Was it fun? Yeah. Did you go to school here?
I did. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one.
How about art? Joey's really good at art. Did you like art?
It sounded like it said sure. This one's different.
Did you like going to school here?
To me, I hear a little kid, and then I hear an aggressive male at the end.
Did you like going to school here?
Was this a spirit box on stage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Here's the next one.
Did you teach art?
It's weird because I was just thinking that.
So Amy asked, do you teach art? And I said, that's weird. I was just thinking that. And at the very end, it does sound like it says teach art. Here's the next one.
Do we have any students here with us?
I hear hello.
Here, let me play it one more time. Hello. I can hear that.
When I was there on the stage, I thought I heard here. I'm here, you know, like Jacob, here.
Yeah. And that's what I thought I heard at first, too. But maybe it does say hello. I don't know. Here's the next one.
Do you hang around?
So that was just weird to me because I hear like four different voices in there and I'm really not even sure what any of them say.
Yeah. Inaudible.
Yeah. Here's the next one.
Did you like English?
Nobody liked English.
Did you like math?
So there again, you hear
multiple voices.
And I almost hear Tyler, the very last one.
Holy commitment, me.
I know, I don't think that was you. But it could have been talking about you. I don't know. That's what I hear. Tyler.
That's very, very clear. It does sound like different voices, too.
Yeah. So
it's like it's the same person.
They almost sound like distorted, like one syllable words. Maybe there's multiple people saying yes and no. Because you did ask, do you like English?
True.
How many are here with us in this room?
Does that include us? So there's five of us and three more.
Sounds like the answer was eight. So there were five of us. So we were thinking that there was three more in the room. I think this might be the last spirit box one.
My name is Melissa.
My name's Tyler. I'm Joey.
My name is Amy.
Can you tell us your name?
I hear three different kids' voices there, and it sounds like they're all saying a name. I hear Chris.
I hear Chris, Sasha, and Reed.
I'm going to play it one more time. Yeah, I can hear that, Sasha and Reed, because the middle one does sound like a girl, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. And it did say there was basically eight people in the room.
Yeah,
so
true.
That kind of adds up.
That's true. Okay, Kristen, this one's for you.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's really quick. Says hello, Kristen.
I hear that.
Oh,
you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
down. It was really crazy because I did hear Kristen on, I believe it was the spirit box. It was pretty crazy.
We got both of your names.
I got
Joey and Kristen.
Yeah.
Joseph.
It was Joseph, which is crazy because I introduced myself as Joey, not Joseph. So it was kind of weird. And I've only ever had that happen to me twice.
I wanted you to introduce yourself properly, Joseph. I captured it all another time. So let's listen to this one.
There's a red light on the stairs. If you get close to that light, it will light up and there's.
Did you hear that? Right at the end, you hear Kristen.
Ooh. Play it again.
There you go.
There's a red light on the stairs. If you get close to that light, it will light up and
Coming for you, Kristen.
I didn't hear it.
What?
I did.
I'm going to play.
And I can't hear these things very well, but sure enough.
I'm going to play it right where it says it. It's going to go quick. Okay. Here you go.
There's a red light up and print there.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did hear it.
Yeah. I got your name.
Like in the background, very high pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Joey also heard it on the spirit box too. So that's crazy. This is another spirit box one, I believe.
You should be able to talk through that and we can hear you.
I hear three voices there. I don't know what they say or if they're even relevant, but.
Was this on the stage?
Yes.
This could be
part of
the three voices that we hear when they said eight.
True.
I noticed that's kind of been a motif. Like we hear three different distorted sounds, either three or four.
True. It could be all three of them answering my question. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
We like to use that as a yes or no machine. So if it's a no answer, you would stay green. And as a yes answer, you'd go red.
At the very end, I hear, thank you. Like it was like, thank you for explaining that to me.
Oh, yeah. I hear it.
So right after I say Joey, you hear a voice in the background. It's so quick. It's really hard to like pick out. And I don't know how to make it any better. But listen for it after I say Joey.
Tyler, Kristen, Joey, and
it sounds like it says hello.
Oh, you hear the hello? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Right after I say Joey, you hear like a hello in the background.
It's very subtle, but it's there.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to hear. All right, here's the next one.
Well, we won't call roll today, but we sure would like to know if you're here with us.
I hear here and yes. Amy's
like, I agree.
Yeah, we're not going to call roll.
We're calling roll.
Here's the next one.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Anybody take a guess at what that says?
Mm-hmm. Art.
Art.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what I heard too.
Wait, play it one more time.
Okay.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Art.
Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that one was kind of clear.
Yeah, that was really loud and clear.
Here's the next one.
What was your favorite thing to do at this school? What was your favorite thing to do at this school?
I heard baseball.
Hmm.
Did you hear something different?
Very distorted.
I heard play in the beginning.
Play ball?
Maybe. Play ball? All right, here's the next one. We got a lot, you guys. I can't even believe how much we got.
What was your name? What did the kids call you?
Does anybody else get chills when they hear that one?
Yeah. That first one was really scary. That like sounded like a child.
Yeah,
like, and I heard alone.
That's exactly what I heard. A child saying hello. Hello. Yeah, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play just that part one more time.
Oh my gosh.
I hear three hellos. I hear hello, here, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that first one just,
wow. The first one and last one are probably the clearest ones.
Yeah,
the first one sounds like straight from a horror movie. Yeah. Like just the...
I know.
Right?
That gives me chills. Yeah, that one gives me chills for sure. Okay, only two more, guys.
Can you tell us what year you went to school here?
I'm not sure what it says, but it does sound like a little kid answering the question.
Yeah, I agree. That one was really clear.
I heard 20, maybe 1920.
1920. Here, I'm going to play it one more time. Just the end. I almost hear 1912. It was built in 1908, so could be. All right, here is the very last one.
If you walk in front of that, we'll be able to see you. Wouldn't that be cool?
I asked the question, if you walk in front of that grid light, we would be able to see you. Wouldn't that be cool? And right after I say that, you hear a woman, and I can't tell what she says.
I noticed that.
And then you hear like a couple of kids' voices. So I'll just play the whole thing again.
If you walk in front of that, we'll be able to see you. Wouldn't that be cool?
You know what I hear?
I hear fantastic.
Oh, I hear stand still. And the little kid says no.
Okay, now that you say that, you have to do it again. Third time's the charm for me.
Okay, here we go.
If you walk in front of that, we'll be able to see you. Wouldn't that be cool?
I can hear the standstill. I'm not sure I can quite hear no, but it's definitely a one-syllable word.
I hear whoa.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that is all of it, but holy crap, you guys, that was insane.
That was crazy.
It was.
Michael's going to feel bad that he went to Rome instead of this.
He is.
Yeah, it felt like whatever it was, the spirit in kind of like the main area of the school, it was very attracted to Kristen and you know, sometimes. And it was, I don't know, it was really weird that we've gotten like her name being said, and it seems like the spirits were around her a lot, and especially in some of those recordings. So
could
I don't
be
know.
Because you were the youngest one there and they could relate to you a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Out of all of the investigations you've done, would you say, like, in the amount of activity that we got here, do you think it's like above average that we've gotten?
Oh, yeah.
Average, but above average?
Absolutely above average, yes.
With all the audio and the visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had no equipment at all, we still would have gotten
voices on my phone. Yeah.
Crazy.
And like I said, I think that's probably only the second time in my life that I've heard a disembodied voice. And I heard it two times there. Mm-hmm. So to me, I was like, holy mother. Just kidding.
The gold mine.
The gold mine. And I think a lot of that is probably residual activity. I think a lot of it is, hey, this was a fun school. We enjoyed hanging out here. It does sound like there could have been some dark stuff there too.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. Especially 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You're going to have perpetrators and following little girls in the bathroom, and sad but true, that kind of stuff happened, and it was hush hush and don't tell anyone. And I don't know how much that was residual and how much of it is spirits and beings that can't just let go of that and move on.
Right. And that's the majority of why, you know, spirits stick around. They have unfinished business that they just can't let go of. And so maybe in some weird way, us as investigators can help them let go of that and get their voice heard where it needs to be heard.
And they need to know that.
Yeah.
And they need to know that they are safe and they can move on.
Yep, I agree. That's why we do what we do.
But I think it's really cool. It's just like seeing something in a two a 2D magazine, and that's how we live our lives without realizing what is around us all the time. And that's kind of what investigating is, opening up that 3D or that third eye, if you will, to really know what is around us.
We're all connected somehow, and our consciousness that's not a part of our physical body has to be somewhere. So,
you know, we can be here and tell their stories if we'll just listen. And I think that there are stories to be told if somebody will listen to them.
I agree.
So I think it's cool.
I do too. That's my favorite part of doing all this. So
I would definitely want to do this again if I get the opportunity. That was fun.
You find a place in Texas for us and we'll head up. We'll drive the RV up there.
Give me the time and the date and I will be there.
If you enjoy our show, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. For more information, visit www.destination-mystery.com. Find your own destination
and solve the mystery.